Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, krautrock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Hey, San Francisco, good evening, good evening, good evening. How about this? Oh, is that not going to work either? Hey, I always say let's try to get the first mistake out of the way as soon as possible, but I didn't really mean that. No one has been here all day, so let's see why I don't have any bed music. Turn this guy on, please. Here we go. Oh. Welcome! Good evening, good evening, good evening. Whether you're listening from Japan to Charlotte or San Francisco, my name is Rocker Smooth. For the next 120 minutes, you're going to ascend up towards the balcony where I reside. I can't wait to get home and watch the All-Star game, by the way. Just throwing that out there. All right, guys. So, there's no one before me and no one after me. So, and I got a buddy of mine who's dying to talk on the radio. So, we got to get Kevin on the air. But before we do that, we're going to start off with our unofficial, officially unofficial theme song, which is the John Conley Theory by 24/7 Spies. Yourself real quick before we jump in. Oh, here we go.
Mic check.
There you go.
Mic check.
All right, this is my friend Kevin.
Check.
Okay.
Good evening. Good evening, San Francisco.
And everywhere else.
And everywhere else across this beautiful world.
Kevin is a friend of mine from the Elks.
Word. Thank you, brother.
All right. We'll get into some banter later on, but we're going to get into the show right now. One for your dream. Glad you're with me. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Right on.
started.
The most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call the Muppet
Was Eddie Kendricks with Keep On Truckin' off Eddie Kendricks. I can't play the whole thing. It's like 8 minutes long. I want to keep moving. All right. So we've started off with John Conley's theory, and then we jumped into the Muppet Show. Right. And you're on, Kevin, if you want to, because, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Russ.
See, he sounds way better than I do. So, yeah, we're roughly the same age, you know, and then I reminded him that my show is actually named after Waldorf and Statler, the two guys from the Muppet Show.
I loved it. I hated it. It became a part of me.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So that's why I played, and also because the Muppet Show premiered last Wednesday with Sabrina Carpenter. I didn't catch this Wednesday's. It should be on the YouTubes now. I look forward to it, though.
Is there a new Muppet?
Why do you think I'm playing this? Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah. And also, the second one was off the album that I also played last week. Not the whole album, but that was OK Go off Muppets, the Green Album, with Weezer also. So they're all Muppet-themed songs by different rock bands on an album called Muppets, the Green Album. It's really cool.
It's not easy being green.
Yeah, that's actually on there, too. All right, so we're going to keep it going, folks. So as of me moving in the near future, and also last week I played this as one of my Super Bowl songs, because I think most people forget that bands like U2 and also this artist did actually play at the Super Bowl show. So we're going to get this one done real quick. We'll be right back. This is off of Hello, I Must Be Going. This is Phil Collins. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Make one dream come true. Streams flowing and growing.
back here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. So we started off that little in-between set. Because like I said, there's no theme today. So it was Oceans and Streams by the Black Keys off Attack and Release. Then it took me like 25 years to be able to play the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Take 5 off Time Out. And then one of my all-time favorite songs, the theme from A Summer Place, Percy Faith and His Orchestra off 16 Most Requested Songs. And then, where are we headed now? Oh, yeah. And then we just heard Lady Fingers by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass off Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
Other Delights.
What a clever album title that is, right? So good.
So good. So good.
All right, folks, so like I said, no theme today, but I hope you're enjoying the set so far. I know I am. And this is one, all right, kind of stems from what I played from the Super Bowl last week, like I already played the Phil Collins. But this one is a cover of a Robert Palmer song, and we're going to play one of the earliest Robert Palmer songs off his original debut album after this. But this is a cover you might not guess. Should I tell him? Yeah, let's tell him a little bit. All right. I'm not going to tell you who the artist is.
Give him a hint. Why not?
Give him a hint. Okay. I'm going to tell him only that this is, the song is Addicted to Love. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
The lights are on.
Nice.
But you're not home.
That's good.
Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats. Your body shakes. Another kiss is all it takes. You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt. You're in deep. Your throat is tight. You can't breathe. Another kiss is all you need. Oh, you like to think that you're immune to the stuff. Oh, yeah. It's closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to love. You see the signs, but you can't read. You're running at a different speed. Your heart beats double time. Another kiss, and you'll be mine. No one's like mine. You can't be sad, 'cause baby, your love is all you crave. If there's some love there for you, and you don't mind. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. The lights are on, but you're not home. Your will is not your own. Your heart swells. Your teeth grind, another kiss, and you'll be mine. Oh, you like to think that you're immune to the stuff, oh yeah. Closer to the truth to say I can't get enough. You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love.
She takes a dip in my daydreams. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passing side. It's much less picturesque without her catching light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. She's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space. And her lips are like the galaxy's edge. And a kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passing side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye.
With me, Rocker Smooth. What up? I'm so happy everyone is listening. This no theme show has me very excited. So we started off that little set with, because my buddy Kevin was here and he was like, I've never heard this cover of Robert Plant's Addicted to Love by Florence and the Machine off the album Lungs, because she got lungs, by the way. Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. And then we heard Sneaking Sally Through the Valley. Sneaking Sally Through the Alley off Robert Palmer's original album.
Where's mine?
There we go. And then we heard a band I would never normally play, but I post a lot of these songs from other shows. The Curated Catastrophe, the LP Lounge, and that was the Arctic Monkeys with Arabella off the album AM, which I've said, I do not know them. I'm 25 years late to everything. But this one is new to everyone. You. Don't act like you already heard this either. So, this is Lily Cornell. Yes, I just said Lily Cornell, Chris Cornell's daughter. So she waited about 3 years with this band to sign a record. I have not heard this, by the way. This could be horrible. I'm not trying to be nepotism baby of rock and roll. I'm just saying, I don't know. But I would assume it's going to be good. The band is called Josie on the Rocks. The album is called Josie on the Rocks. The song is called Supersonic. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you. Sorry, how would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother.